We're joined right now by a safety for the New Orleans Saints, coming off a big game where he had eight tackles, a pass defensed, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery in Sunday's win at Chicago. 44 tackles, three passes defensed, two forced fumbles on the year. Tied for the league lead with four fumble recoveries this season. He was a national champion and an All-American at Ohio State. He was the 61st pick overall in 2016. The Saints are 6-1. They're in first in the NFC South. They're hosting Arizona Sunday on CBS. Vaughn Bell is my guest. It's great to have you on. Vaughn, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you, Vaughn. So if you were to go back to Sunday, let me start right there. You were going on the road against a team that came into the season with really high expectations. You knew you were playing without Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, Jared Cook, among others. So what was the attitude and the mindset of you and the rest of the defense going into that matchup?
We knew it was going to be a heavyweight fight. We knew that both defense, which best defense go play, who's going to win the game and get the ball back to the quarterbacks and give them a great field position. And we stepped up to the challenge, and that's what we did.
All right, so then you come out on the first series, and you force a three and out, and the special teams blocks the punt, gets a safety. How important, how huge was it to start the game that way?
Man, it was huge. Just the field position and making – turnover and a block field goal, explosive play on special teams on their side of the field, and got a safety. It built some momentum for us, and we started fast.
We're talking to Vaughn Bell of the Saints, and then later in the first quarter, you forced a fumble and you recovered it. Can you take me through the play? What did you see on that play, and how good did it feel to come up with the ball?
Man, I just seen the guy, the runner. I just seen the ball. I put my head on the ball, and I had like other guys on the defense swarming, flying, pursuing to the ball, and I just try to make a play on the ball because we have this little Saturday tape each week, and we just try to be on each week about takeaways, and we're just hunting for the ball and just trying to make an explosive play for the offense and set them up in field position to score.
Vaughn Bell, my guest, excuse me. You know, Vaughn, I was talking about in the open, that's your fourth fumble recovery this season. I mean, I would argue that if you do this one or two times, it might be a matter of being in the right place at the right time, but if you have four fumble recoveries in seven games, there's something more to that. That's a skill, it seems to me. What is your approach when it comes to finding the ball and getting it?
Oh, man, I'll just be, this is as a DB. We should always just challenge each other, just go hunt for the ball and just always just find the ball because it's all about the ball at the end of the day. And we just want to set up and make a explosive play on defense for the offense and set them up to score. And maybe we could score too, like we did previous week. So we're just trying to always just go for the ball at the time.
We're talking Saints football. Vaughn Bell is my guest. You know, if we were to go back to training camp, your secondary coach, Aaron Glenn, made the point that last season was the best season of your career, but you're putting up even better numbers this season. So how different are you as a player now than when you first came into the NFL?
Very different. Just the knowledge of the game, growth and experience, going through ups and downs, and just learning the game and just really becoming a pro. And that's what I've been doing, just growing through the game and just growing each and every week, and just trying to play my best football towards the end of the year. But just starting fast, just really just learning each and week in and week out, just being around my guys and really just want to make a play for them.
That seems to me also that key phrase is becoming a pro, because you've spent a lot of time watching film, preparing the offseason. So when you put in all that work, does it really slow the game down the way guys say that it does? And you're able to impose, are you able to impose yourself on the game even more than in the past?
For sure. When situations come throughout the football game, you see formations, you see the down distance, and you know what you're getting. Just watching film in preparation throughout the week through practice and just watching film by yourself and with your DB group, and it's just talking throughout the situation and knowing what you're getting, it just make you play that much faster.
Saints are 6-1. They've been 5-0 since Drew Brees went down. Vaughn Bell is my guest. You know, Sunday, Chicago rushed for a total of 17 yards. That was one of the worst rushing performances in the history of their team. How much pride is there for you and the defensive unit to go out there and not just stop the run, but to dominate their run game to the point where they just quit trying?
Man, that's our mentality growing week in and week out. It's always defend the run first, and we're going to make them pass it or play action, whatever they have to do to get the ball down the field. But stopping that first, and we just knowing the ball going in the air and just go attack it and make plays on the ball. So that's how really one of our goals is stopping the run. So we just got to make them play left-handed.
You know, it's even bigger than that, right? Like defensive tackle Sheldon Rankin said this, quote, "We take a backseat to nobody. We love our Hall of Fame quarterback. We love Teddy. We love Mike T. We love Alvin and all those guys. But at the end of the day, we're always going to put it on our shoulders, end quote. So how much pride is there, for instance, in the defense going on the road, putting the team on its shoulders, and dominating an opponent that have playoff aspirations? Do you want it on your shoulders?
For sure. We always stepping up for the challenge. Like you said, Big Rank said that. We always love our guys, and we're always trying to give them situations to make plays and get the ball back as much as possible, three and outs, takeaways, and set up great field position. But we just put it upon our shoulders, and we challenge everybody in the back end and that whole defensive unit. Put on our shoulders, and let's go win this game, because they don't have to score. They don't have to run the ball. They don't have to do nothing. We could just take the ball away. We could score too. So, and that's what we said, and we just stepped up to the challenge, and that's what we did.
You know, Vaughn, when Drew Brees went down, it seemed like this whole thing was on the outside looking in. The outside seemed to think that, wow, it's all on Teddy, when clearly the entire team stepped up, every phase, every unit, everybody in that locker room. But in terms of Teddy itself, it's like there's not just a lot of confidence for Teddy. There seems to be so much love and respect for Teddy Bridgewater. What's he like as a teammate, and how happy have you been with the way he has stepped up during this run?
Man, he's a phenomenal teammate. He comes talk to the defensive backs all the time. We call it D-block. He comes talk to us on the side of the locker room. We always joking with him. He's, like I said, he's a phenomenal teammate. He's a leader. Everybody listen to him. Everybody respect him. He did phenomenal things in this league, and he just keep on growing in this league. And we all got our trust in him, and we all got our faith, and we just try to play much as harder on defense to get the ball back and get those guys rolling. So just keep on having this confidence, keep on growing each week in and week out. It's good for us, and that's how we just keep on playing with a swagger and that chip on our shoulder.
Von Bell joining me for a few more moments. Sean Payton has always been one of the best head coaches in football, but when you look at the job he's done this year, is he the coach of the year in your mind, and what's it been like to play for him?
Oh, for sure. He always in my eyes, he take care of us. We take care of him. Man, we go out there and play hard. And, man, he responds well. He challenges. He got that swagger, too, and that's what we love about him. And we just make it just play hard a little bit for each other and for him. And at the end of the day, we all in this together as a unit. And that's what we're in this for. Keep on getting a win each week and keep on growing as a team each week.
Yvonne, what's a swagger? What's swagger look like on a head coach? I mean, is it play calling? Is it the way he carries himself? What's it look like on a head coach?
He just got that look and demeanor. But, yeah, for sure how he carries himself. Play calling, talking, you know, talking a little mess to the team, talking mess to us, and just having that swagger, have that bounce in his step. And he know he's a man. And, you know, he got that big play sheep. He go dial up some, and that's what I'm talking about. I'm telling him when he cross something. Or if he tells us a shot play coming, he executes. He's not scared to pull the trigger. And that's what I'm talking about with the swagger.
I like that. Von Bell, my guest. Before you go, let's go back a little bit. You played your high school ball at Ridgeland High School near Chattanooga. What were you like as a player in high school?
Oh, man. I don't know how to explain it. I was all types of guy. I was all around. My mom just kept me in a lot of sports. I just wanted to be the best at everything I did. And I always just challenged myself. I had an older brother. And just always just playing up. And he always told me, I played up. And my age group, once I get to my age group, I'll just dominate. And he always had that mentality with my dad, too. He played college football. And he just always had that mentality of just dominating. He's just always just, it's not good enough. Nothing's ever good enough. It's always the next step to your game. So I just always had that mindset. And I just carried it with me throughout high school, college, and now here. And the journey continues.
And look what it's done for you. Now when you go back in the summer and you host football camps at your high school, they also have an award named after you, the Von Bell Award. It's given out by the school to the best male and female athletes. What's it mean to have an award named after you at your school? And what was your reaction when you first heard about that?
Oh, man, it was a surreal moment. I was speechless. I'm very honored and humbled by that. And I said, man, I thought they was playing with me at first. And my mom told me, one of my high school coaches called me. I was like, man, it's a surreal moment. Speechless, I'm honored. And it's just really, man, I'm just really honored by it, man. It's just like, man, I left my legacy, and the legacy still continues. And I appreciate all those guys back home that's really just my supporting cast and always just looking out for me. And I just appreciate them from the bottom of my heart.
Yvonne, one last thought. I was in Madison, Wisconsin last week, and Wisconsin got beat by Illinois, so it took some of the luster off their showdown with Ohio State. As I mentioned, you won a national championship at Ohio State. You were an All-American there. Wisconsin's still coming in this weekend. What's it like when an opposing team comes into the Shoe? How intimidating is that house for opposing teams?
It is. It's going to be 100,000 people, 100,000 Buckeyes. It's going to be in that Shoe rocking. And, man, it's going to be an explosive, electric environment. And, man, it's very intimidating. I feel like it's the best stadium in college football. And we're going to have 100,000 Buckeye fans just screaming loud for us. And we're going to try to pick up another W.
Saints, 6-1 on the season. They're in first in the NFC South. Arizona is at New Orleans on Sunday. Once again, 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Vaughn Bell on the program. Vaughn, so good to have you on. I really appreciate the conversation. Thank you for doing that. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
That was fun, Vaughn. Good job. It's a Buckeye and a Saint and having a really good year. My thanks to him and the Saints. 1-800-636-8686. Man, they're having a hell of a year. To have Drew Brees go down the way he did and for the entire team to rally up the way it has, every unit, they're gone 5-0. I love that explanation when I said, what's swagger look like on a head coach? And he talked about Sean Payton. Man, it's just what he does. It's what he dials up. It's the way he carries himself, the way he talks mess with us, the way he calls his shot, then we execute.